Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Today, I'm going to talk to you about home warranties. If you recently purchased a home with the pool, and or if you are servicing an account where the homeowner just purchased the house, stay tuned. I'm going to go over some tips on how to use the home warranty that comes with the first year purchase. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/IM/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. So if you purchased a home recently, or if you're servicing a home where the homeowner just bought the house, typically in escrow, the seller will purchase a home warranty for the buyer. And this home warranty, of course, we'll cover things like the water heater, the garbage disposal, and you can get an extension of that to cover the pool equipment, and you can get an extension of that to cover other pool equipment like the salt system. And depending on your area, you know, the price for this, I think typically is for the pool coverage is like $800 or $900. For the standard policy, it's like $400 or $500. So most of the time, the seller will get the pool policy. And if you're buying a house, maybe insist on the seller getting it to cover the pool equipment for the first year. And this is a great way to protect yourself when you purchase a home, because a lot of times when the seller gets the pool equipment inspected, it's just a customary inspection where they're not actually testing everything as far as everything working. Or if they are testing it, they're just testing it for a minute or two. They're not testing it for full use. So things will actually break right after you buy the house. It happens pretty much all the time. And so how the home warranty policy works, it covers all the pool equipment except for maybe the wear parts. So it more than likely won't cover a broken DE grid or cartridges that need to be replaced. But it covers all the wear parts. So let's say, for instance, you just purchased a house and you go to turn on your pool pump and you hear it buzzing. Typically, that means that the motor's burned out or is a bad capacitor. So what you would want to do is go ahead and get your home warranty policy out, make a service call. Typically, they'll charge you anywhere from $55 to $65 for the service call, and they'll come out, and if it is a bad motor, they will actually replace it for you. But keep in mind, there's a few things with the home warranty companies. Number one, they don't really want to replace anything, of course, because they want to make their money without paying out on it. So if there's something pre-existing that they can see when they get there, they'll send a technician out, which is usually a local pool service company. And if there's something pre-existing there, so for instance, let's say that your motor has burned out and they get to your house and they see that the water level is below the skimmer, which they assume caused the motor to burn out because you let the pump run dry. They may exempt that from the warranty because it was something that the homeowner contributed to that caused the motor to burn out. So when you do call the warranty in, make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be. Make sure your pool is filled, because sometimes since the pool hasn't been running, you let the water go low. So just fill it back up to the regular level. If there's any leaks around the equipment, they may even say because of the suction leak, this caused the motor to burn out, so we're not going to warranty it. So make sure there's none of that going on. And you can be insistent and forceful with the home warranty companies, and they'll honor the warranty at some point if that's the case, if they try to make an exemption. And also keep in mind that they're going to do the minimum to get everything running again. So they may change the capacitor on the motor, even though the bearings are going out. So don't be surprised that if you have a motor that's burning out, but they can get away with changing the capacitor to get it started again, they'll do that versus changing out the whole motor. Rarely will they change out the whole pump for you. They'll just put a new motor in for you to get everything running. But of course, however, $65 is a lot better than a $400 charge for a new motor. So pretty much anything that breaks the first year at your pool, if the filter has a crack in it, of course, if the motor burns out, sometimes if the salt cell stops producing, they actually replace the salt cell for you. You may have to give them a little push to do that. So basically, it's a great first year stopgap to protect you when you buy a new house, when you buy an existing house. The home warranty will send someone out there for you if you have a problem. Again, they just charge you the $55 or $65 service charge. And, if they replace your filter and you pay $65, that's a real bargain. So utilize the home warranty company the first year you're there. I don't recommend renewing the home warranty on the equipment after the first year. Just go ahead and pay for the equipment upgrades out of your pocket at that point. It doesn't make a lot of sense to do that because the pool equipment will last a pretty long time without breaking down if you buy something new. And if you are servicing a pool where someone just moved in at the first 3 months and something stops working, definitely let the homeowner know to call their home warranty company or check their escrow papers to see if the seller actually upgraded the home warranty to cover the pool equipment. If so, tell the customer to call the home warranty company to send a technician out to look at the problem versus you doing it. It's definitely going to save the customer a lot of money to have the home warranty look at it first. I've had good success with home warranty companies and bad success depending on whoever shows up there. And there's been cases where for sure I thought they were going to replace something, but they found some way to get out of it by saying it was pre-existing before the house was sold or was something the customer contributed to that caused the problem. I remember in my case when I bought one of my properties, the water heater under the home warranty policy, and it was an older water heater, but it stopped working. So I called them. I paid them their $65, and the guy looked at it. There was a couple dents in it, and he said, well, since the water heater is dented, that voids the home warranty policy, so we can't replace it. So there you go, as far as that goes. So just be aware that there are limitations depending on who they send out there to look at the equipment, and they're not going to really go to replace everything for you. They're going to just get whatever they can to get it working, and that's kind of their MO. But you have that from the seller of the house. He bought the home warranty policy, so definitely utilize it.
This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door.
So if you're a homeowner looking for more help with your pool care, check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of great web pages there for you. I also have an ebook for $9.99. And so you can order the ebook at swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you're in the service industry and need more one-on-one help with your business, or if you're starting out or thinking about starting a pool service, definitely check out my coaching program. There's a lot of great discounts in there that are offered to you when you join, as well as the ability to text me or call me in real time for as little as $10 per month. You can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.